You're listening to Weekend Edition on Michigan Public.
As we live our lives, there are some new slang words that can help us narrate it as we go, if we're in a demographic that allows us to use slang credibly.
That's what they say. I'm Rebecca Kurth. Good morning. Joining us now is University of Michigan English professor Ann Curzan. Welcome, Ann.
Good morning.
And I don't have anything because I am never up on the slang, and I am just preparing myself to feel like a big old nerd here.
Well, and the only reason I'm up on the slang is that I was teaching a mini course the first half of the semester, and every class I start by asking the students to teach me two new slang words or slang phrases. It's one of my favorite things to do, and students enthusiastically participate in this activity. The second day of class, one student says, well, do you know about for the plot? Rebecca, do you know about for the plot?
I do not, but I am intrigued.
This might be my favorite. This is a phrase that you can use in a couple of situations. One is to convince yourself to do something hard or scary. So let's imagine that you are trying to send an email or a text that you're kind of scared to send because you don't know what's going to happen. And then you say, okay, I'm just going to send it for the plot because it's going to make my life interesting, whatever happens.
That's really cool. Actually, I like it.
Exactly. I thought I could use that. And then another situation where you could use it, as they explained to me, is to make sense of a bad thing that happened. So you could say it was horrible, but for the plot.
That is a very healthy way to look at life.
That's right. That it's part of a narrative, and there are the good things and the bad things that happen in our narratives. Then they said, well, there's a whole set of slang terms in this area because they're playing video games, they're on social media, and there is this way that they are speaking about their lives at this meta level, telling the narrative. Another one they told me about involves the word lore.
That is already a word, yes, an old word.
Well, that's what I love about it, is that it's a very old word. It goes all the way back to Old English, and now it's slang. They said you can either unlock the lore or drop the lore, and this would be to tell the backstory.
That makes sense. I really like that one, too. It's like when you get a job somewhere that's been around for a long time. You know, you want to know the lore of the place.
That's right, so someone can unlock the lore. Then there are, now Rebecca, you may know this one, the NPCs.
I do know this one because I do play some video games.
Exactly. So the non-player characters, these are the characters that can't be manipulated by a player or aren't represented by a player. In contrast, we have main characters, or as they explained to me, main character moments. And this phrase, main character moment, seems to have taken off over TikTok in 2020, 2021, and here you're recognizing yourself as the main character of your narrative. That can be a positive thing, that you are centering yourself in a good way. It can also be a negative thing, a way of sort of calling out narcissism. And they pointed out to me that you can also recognize that you at some moment are an NPC because someone else is having a main character moment.
Somebody else has the spotlight, yeah.
And then there was one more that I thought was worth sharing, which is a canon event.
Oh, I already like this, but I'm not quite sure I know how they're using it.
They explained that a canon event is something that you have to go through. So a little bit like a milestone, but usually not a good thing. Maybe your first breakup. And these are the things you have to go through to get better, to grow up. And an example they gave me is that you're trying to help someone, but you say, it's a canon event. I can't intervene. It's just something that they have to go through.
Again, a very healthy approach to life. I really like it. All these literary slang words.
That's right. And this narrative approach to our lives, which has generated, I think, some very clever slang words and phrases.
All right, Ann. Well, thanks so much. And I will let you go get on with your plot.
We'll see what I do for the plot.
Anne Curzan is an English professor at the University of Michigan and author of the new book, Says Who, a kinder, funner language guide for everyone who cares about words. We look at the evolution of language every Sunday here on Weekend Edition. If you can't always catch us on Sunday, you can subscribe to the show wherever you listen to your podcasts. And if you've got a language question, email us at language@michiganpublic.org.